Hello and welcome to The Love of Cinema. Thank you so much for joining us today, Yaya.
Thank you very much for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Here at Picture House, we're all about getting movies on the big screen. Are you a cinema fan yourself?
I mean, I love movies. I love film and cinema. It's like escapism for me, you know what I'm saying? It opens up the imagination. I love the community aspect of going into the movies and, you know, watching a theater with people. I mean, watching a film with people that you know, watching with folks that you don't know. You know, it's an amazing artistic experience.
100%. I think there's nothing quite like sharing something with, you know, up to sometimes hundreds of other people that cinema does.
Yeah, sure. Who all, and it's like the feeling of sitting in a place and you all have the same interest or similar interest or, you know, different things that brought you to the same place to share this experience. And it's really very, very few things like it, you know.
100%. And, you know, we're really pleased to be open again now. We've got so many great new films coming out, Candyman being something that we've looked forward to for such a long time. So, really pleased to be able to share this with our audience. Have you had a chance to see the film with an audience yet?
No, I have not seen it with an audience just yet. I think I plan to maybe pop in and go, you know, creep in the back of a theater or something like that one of these weeks coming up. But I'm tend to be one of those actors who kind of it's a little bit uncomfortable to watch in the theater with an audience, at least just out the gate. You know, I kind of want to have it out there and then go watch it on my own terms. So I've hosted a screening just a few days ago and it went well, but no, I wasn't in the audience. I saw it in the theater by myself, actually.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I feel like that's maybe the way to do it. You need your own time with the film.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you remember like what you first heard about this project, how you came to being in the film? What was the very first thing you heard about this one?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta. That's when I was filming Watchmen. I got a phone call from Jordan. And he told me that he had this movie called Candyman. You know, I worked with Jordan on Us, and you know, I did maybe a week or a week and a half on that film. And while we were filming, he told me that he wanted to give me my first lead. You know, and sure enough, about a year later, I got a phone call from him telling me about this project called Candyman. And he, you know, I think he knew that it sounded kind of strange because they're like, you know, I'm already familiar with Candyman, but he says, you know, trust me, it's going to be great. You know, I have this awesome director named Nia DaCosta that I want you to meet. And we want to do something special. A few weeks later, I flew up to New York to have a meeting with Nia. We had lunch and we talked a little bit about the film, but mostly we talked about filmmaking and some of her favorite films and some of her favorite horror films and her aesthetic. We talked about acting and drama school and things like that. A really heady, you know, conversation. And I really, really appreciated her eye and the way that she talked about art and filmmaking. And that's when I decided to come on board.
Oh, wow, that sounds like such a dream as well. It must be like something else when a writer and someone like Jordan Peele reaches out to you with you in mind for a role like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is special. You know, Jordan is one of those guys. He really likes actors, you know, lets actors work from their own gifts. And I think as a storyteller, he looks for actors that also want to tell really great stories, you know, as well. And, you know, we had a really good rapport on Us. So yeah, you know, it was pretty amazing for him to call and to say, hey, you know, I think I found something for you.
And it's not just anything as well. Like, I mean, the Candyman name is so well known and a lot of people have seen the earlier sort of films. Is that sort of harder to go into knowing that this is actually quite a well-known series?
No, I think that just means that, I don't think it means that it's difficult, but it does mean that we have to have a reason to be doing it, you know, especially if it was done well already, if it's something that's already well known. And so, you know, I don't really like to go into things thinking about the difficulties of it, but I think it does mean that we do have a responsibility to make sure that we have a good reason to do this film. And I think we did land on one. You know, I think that, you know, the subject matter that we're talking about in this film is a timely one. I think that it's overdue, but I think that it's also, you know, a great opportunity to talk about the state of white violence against black bodies in the world and how we digest those situations. And so those were the sort of the questions that we were asking. So in terms of what is this an opportunity to do? You know, what is this an opportunity to say, you know, that made it worthwhile?
So one of the great things about the film is, I think, is the script, you know, how there's a lot going on. There's some really great real world messages that the audience can think about during the duration of the movie and hopefully afterwards. But it is also a really thrilling, exciting, you know, a fun ride as well. You know, I think you have to be quite a masterful filmmaker to get the balance just right.
Yeah, of course, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, we opened up the conversation talking about, you know, what it's like to be in the cinema and going, you know, getting back into the cinema and that community experience. And, you know, at the beginning of the day, I love to, you know, put out work that's going to be entertaining. Also, you know, Jordan and Monkey Paw has done a great job of putting out work that accomplishes both, you know, that says, you know, we want to get you into the theaters, we want to get bodies into the seats and give them something to enjoy, and then give them something to think and talk about, you know, as well. So, you know, hopefully we're giving ourselves the best chance to do the same thing with this version of Candyman.
Absolutely. When I was watching the film, I haven't seen Nia DaCosta's first film, but I was watching this going, oh my God, this person is such a visionary. This film is so beautifully put together. What was it like working with Nia, and how did you build this character up together?
Yeah, well, we just really talked about, you know, Anthony being an artist, Anthony being an outsider who was looking for his space in the world. And Nia really, really let me, you know, decide who Anthony wanted to be. You know, she kind of gave me the playground, but she also backed up and, you know, let me decide, you know, which toys to bring in and, you know, where to play inside of that world. You know, I saw Anthony as a sensitive artist that was trying to find himself in the world, that had experienced some success, but who was also going through life sort of as an outsider, you know, a black guy from Bronzeville in Chicago, who later on went to art school. I imagine that he was that there were not many other classmates like himself in school. And then he moves back to Cabrini Green in a gentrified area. And so, you know, we talked about Anthony being an outsider and trying to find himself, trying to find himself in the world. And that allowed us to, you know, to set up his dreams and his ambitions. And then Nia did a really amazing job of crafting it so that at the same time as he was trying to ascend and trying to move forward, there was something else that was pulling him in the opposite direction, you know, a fate that he was not in control of. So, you know, it was really between myself and Nia, a dance between character building and, you know, trusting me to handle that part, and then really trusting her to pull the character and to drive the character, the eventual descent that the story requires.
Absolutely. I was really shocked when I came out of the film. It was only like 91 minutes long, but I felt like I've been on such a rich ride with this film. There's so much packed into what I think is quite a concise runtime.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a, you know, a sign of hopefully smart filmmaking, you know, get in, do what you want to do and get out. And I think sometimes it's better to leave people with more to want and, you know, more to talk about, you know, and to, you know, to hope for. Then to overpack it, you know, obviously there's plenty of places that we can go with the subject matter that we're talking about, and, you know, with the horror opportunities, you know, with the story making opportunities. But, you know, I at the same time, you know, I like having a really tight clipped, you know, film that at the end of the day leaves you wanting just a little bit more.
It reminds me of that saying, you know, work smarter, not harder. And I feel like, you know, this is a smart film.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, man.
Do you have a favorite memory from the shoots?
Yeah, there was, you know, this was a special project. You know, I don't believe I had been to Chicago much. I had maybe been to Chicago one day, maybe 2 days. But there was a day on set where I got to walk around in Cabrini and meet a lot of the residents who are still there, you know, and they came on set and we got a food truck and you know, we were able to show them around the set and to kind of show them the cameras, the camera equipment, just to really interact, you know, because after all, one of the themes in the film is outsiders coming in and inhabiting a space that is not theirs, and sort of the ramifications that can often happen or that can, you know, happen after an event like that. And as us being the outsiders, it was really cool to, and also important to make that connection with the community so that they didn't feel isolated or feel otherized in their own homes and things like that. And, you know, people were really excited about our new version of Candyman. They were really excited about telling us about Cabrini Green back in the day and things like that. And that was a really rewarding feeling that I got on set.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. It sounds like something that you don't often get a chance to do when you're making movies and TV shows.
Yeah. I think this was made with a lot of heart and consideration. And, we always knew that we were on their turf and we wanted them to know that we knew that as well. So, and that was a matter of just going in, with respect, especially when dealing with a community that has already felt marginalized and felt pushed to the outskirts. The last thing that we wanted to do was to go in there telling them about their world and not allow them to be a part of that experience.
I think the film, it delivers on the horror concept and the premise as well. And, there are some great shocking moments, some good moments of gore. I was wondering what it's like acting when you have to maybe wear sort of extra layers of makeup and prosthetics and things. Does that make the job harder? Or is it quite fun sort of having that stuff around you?
No, it makes it a little bit cumbersome, maybe getting into getting ready for work and on the days when you want to go home and you need an hour to get your makeup and things like that off. It's a little bit frustrating on days like that, but it's a part of the it's a really cool part of the acting job that it makes the acting sometimes a lot easier. You don't have to do much, when you have that work doing the scary part for you. You can just. And then really the trick is to just be normal, you put on all the gory makeup and things like that. And then you act and behave as if everything is okay. Then that's what makes it, sort of strange. It also makes for some pretty cool, some pretty funny moments in between the takes and things like that. But, I've done a couple projects where I've had to be in the makeup and things like that. I'm actually looking forward to not doing so many, now. But yeah, that's a fun part of the process.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Well, thank you so much for being so generous with your time today, Yaya. We're so excited to be playing Candyman in cinemas now on the big screen with that communal experience that comes with that. Yeah. So thank you so much and best of luck with everything in future.
Thank you very much. And you as well.
Cool. Cheers, man. See you later.